السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله وكفى، والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده، أما بعد. My dear brothers, it is a blessing and tawfiq of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Almighty Allah blessed us to perform the Salatul Fajr with Jama'ah. This is one of the greatest blessings that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us. We start the day with remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We start the day with obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We start the day asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for assistance, for goodness and khair and barakah. May Allah grant all of us the goodness and khair and barakah. We are actually not going through detail, word-to-word understanding or detailed tafsir of Surah Al-Baqarah because it takes lot of time. This is just, we are doing so that we connect with the Quran as well as we get a motivation, we learn some lessons. So this is not an academic exercise. If you try to do an academic exercise, it goes very detailed, word to word, we contacts and we go, and it is not like, you know, everyone will not follow through, it is everyone's will not read through. So the intellectual capacity, the concentration level has to be high. So when we're running through, we are still with Musa alayhi salam and people of Musa alayhi salam. We begin Surah Al-Baqarah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaking about the Quran, Kitab. Then Allah says there is no doubt in it, and we connect that. Surah Al-Baqarah begins with ذَلِكَ الْكِتَابِ لَا رَيْبَ فِيهِ. And again, in the end of Surah Al-Baqarah also, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنْ أَمَنَ الرَّسُولِ بِمَا أُنزِلَ إِلَيْهِ مِنْ رَبِّهِ. They will believe in whatever was revealed to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks the characteristic of those who will be guided by this Quran, are the muttaqoon. And one of the main characteristic of the muttaqoon, the DNA, is iman bil ghaib. Iman bil ghaib, that's what differentiates us from others. My respected brother, I just want to emphasize here, there's some youngsters also here, our DNA, what differentiates us from others is very, very important. We are connected to Wahi, revelation. This is a huge clash in this world, in the modern world. Are we going with the reasoning, following our mind and heart, or are we going to go with the revelation? Reasoning and revelation. This is a clash. Our heart says something, mind says something, and every time we are trained to ask logical answers, scientific answers. If doesn't give answer, we say, what's wrong with this? But what makes us unique is that we have a blind faith in revelation. And we will always say as Muslims, maybe I may have a problem in understanding it. Is something wrong with me? But there is nothing wrong in the revelation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. La rayba fi. There is no doubt. When once it's confirmed, it is the words of Allah. Once it's confirmed, it is a sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We're not going to question it. We're going to say, okay, I do not have the capacity of understanding it. I cannot comprehend it. And then our Quran, our sunnah always teaches us we need to use the intellect. Afala ta'qilun. Only kitab, only book, which keep emphasizing us, don't you use your mind, don't you think. If you think, aql salim, a healthy, uncorrupt mind will always find God. Always find the right path, aql salim. So this, you know, it's iman bil ghaib, then the description goes on about the muttaqoon. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the kuffar. Even you give sawa'un alayhim a'andartahum am lam tunzirhum fahum la yu'minun. Whatever happened, how much of a warning you give them or you don't give them is not going to make a difference because Allah has sealed their heart. May Allah protect us, our entire progeny, from the sealing of the heart. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when speaks about Bani Israel in a later, says, summa qasat qulubukum. Here Allah says, khatam Allahu ala qulubikum. Khatam Allah. Allah has put seal into their hearts, the kuffar. But when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about Bani Israel, ثم قست قلوبكم من بعد ذلك فهي كالحجارة أو أشد قسوة. Their heart became so hard. It became dry and hard. And in fact, it is harder than the rock. كالحجارة أو أشد قسوة. Like rock or harder than the rock. And Allah gives example, even the rock, because of fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it splits and the water gush out from it. It happens with the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But this heart becomes so hard that doesn't happen. May Allah protect us from, you know, sealing of the heart, and then may Allah protect us from our hearts becoming hard. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke the next topic, the next theme was about the munafiqun. And then when we went through about the munafiqun, and we must ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protection from nifaq. Allahumma inna a'udhu bika min al-kufri wal-faqr. And we have to ask from nifaqi wal-shiqaq. Wallah, protect us from nifaq and shiqaq. Protect us from nifaq, hypocrisy. So we spoke about the hypocrisy. What happened? They have the light in their hand, but they don't benefit with that. And we went through that. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke generally about humanity. Ya ayyuhan nas. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explained about the purpose. We need to worship. Allah connects it. And Allah gives a challenge. Fa'tu bi surah. All those. And again immediately Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala goes back to the origin of us. That is our father, Adam alayhi salam. Adam alayhi salam. Allah created Adam alayhi salam. The entire story came up. And then the story was shifting towards Bani Israel. Ya Bani Israel. Ya Bani Israel. And ulama karam says that it is like I said again, Quran is a live commentary. This surah was revealed in Medina. There was Jews always. And every single time they wanted to know what is the revelation. What is it all about? And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed and addressed them directly. And then Bani Israel, one after other, one after other. One calamity, Allah safeguarded them. They disobey again. And again Allah forgive them. They again disobedience. Keep going on back and forth, back and forth. This is what keep happening. Eventually Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you know, they enter the city. And then Allah says one very important meter. That is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَالَّذِينَ هَادُوا وَالنَّصَارَى وَالسَّابِئِينَ مَنْ آمَنَ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ وَعَمِلَ صَالِحًا فَلَهُمْ أَجْرُهُمْ عِنْدَ رَبِّهِمْ وَلَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ. Allah speaks one thing, says, okay, you can have whatever name, you can call yourself a Jew, you can call yourself a Christian, you can call yourself someone, you know, a Christian, you can go on, but one condition, آمن بالله واليوم الآخر. You need to have what? Iman about Allah and day of Qiyamah. Hereafter. وعمل صالحا. And then you do what? Good deeds. Your action has to be عمل صالح. And they say, لهم أجرهم عند ربهم. For them there is a reward by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. ولا خوف عليهم ولا هم يحزنون. They do not have fear. They don't need to have worry. So this ayah, some people take this and they say, okay, no matter all these Abrahamic religion or which is connected, all of them, as long as they follow this concept, they're going to go to Jannah, going to enter Jannah. Ulama Kalam has detailed explanation about it. Some say, no, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is speaking this because Allah spoke about the past. Allah speaking about Musa alayhi salam. Right? And at that time, whoever, because once Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came in, if you don't accept sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then your deen is not completed. This is the most authentic opinion. That people who, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the context is Allah is speaking about people at that time. So at that time, no matter whatever you call yourself, but if you had this criteria of billahi wal yawmil akhir, عَمِلَ صَالِحًا, then what happened? You have this opportunity. But because there are other, so many other verses, we'll keep saying about accepting Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam and following Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهِ فَاتَّبِعُونِي يُحْبِبُكُمُ اللَّهِ وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ. Because Quran, we have to understand with context with other ayats. We cannot take out of context and say, okay, this is fine, you can do. No. Because that's a continuation. That's a continuation of revelation and the continuation of the messengers, and you need to believe. If you don't do it, it's like as equally you didn't believe the previous prophets. If you reject one, because if you accept them, you have to accept Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If you accept Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, la nufarriqu bayna ahadin min rusuli. And ulama karam says, the mufassirun say, Allah gives a clear answer in the end of Surah Baqarah, aman al-rasul bima unzila ilayhi min rabbihi wal mu'minun kullun amana billahi wa malaikatihi wa kutubihi wa rusuli la nufarriqu bayna ahadin min rusuli. That's the final. Allah says, Surah Baqarah, it ends there, so it comes there. Then Jews, what happened to them? The Bani Israel and people of Bani Israel. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is mentioning this, my dear respected brothers, a very, very important thing is that they always used to give promise, mithaq, and then they break the mithaq. وَإِذْ أَخَذْنَا مِيثَاقَكُمْ وَرَفَعْنَا فَوْقَكُمُ الطُّورِ خُذُوا مَا آتَيْنَاكُمْ بِقُوَّةٍ وَذْكُرُوا مَا فِيهِ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. And then ثُمَّ تَوَلَّيْتُمْ مِنْ بَعْدِ ذَلِكَ. I'm just saying, they will give promise. Okay, I'm going to do this. I'm going to hold. Today, I'm just going to go through this and stop that. And then whenever they gave a promise, they broke the promise. And they broke the promise and they came up with many excuses. Allahu Akbar. Rabbina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is a role model for the entire humanity, and he is a role model for us. There's a beautiful story. When I was going through the, battle of Badr, the Sahabi called Huzayfa radiallahu. He was in Medina. When Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam called, we're going to go to Badr. Huzayfa and his father, both of them come to Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and say, Ya Rasulullah, you have called us to go. We are ready. We have come here, but we have one problem. Listen to this very carefully. How important it is when you give a word, when you give a wa'ada, you stick to that. You hold on to that. They come and tell Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we have a problem. Ask, what's the problem? Ya Rasulullah, when we are doing hijrah from Makkah, in the outskirts of Makkah, some people came and blocked us. They didn't allow us to go. At that time, hijrah was what? Compulsory. Hijrah was wajib. They have to do hijrah. Then ask, they say, no, you're going there. They say, no, we're going to Medina. Many discussion goes with the kuffar. Eventually, we came to agreement. They said, okay, you can go with one condition. If Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam decide to fight the Quraysh, you should not join that army. At that moment, we want to come out, so we gave that word. We said, don't worry. We are going. If that happens, we will not join them. This is the word that they gave. They came to Medina. Year, 1.5 years passed. This happened in the second year of Hijrah. When Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam called them for the Badr, they remembered, oh, we gave a word for them. You see the context. This is war. Context is changed. Gave a wa'adah for kuffar. And that also how it happened. It's not a just, it was like, they are blocking it. And they forcefully took this wa'adah. It was not willingly given. All these contexts. Allahu Akbar. When told Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, we all together will fulfill that wa'adah. You shouldn't join this expedition. Both of them, Huzayfa radiallahu anhu and his father, were excused from joining that army because of the word that they gave. This is something very, very important. Our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, it's a crucial moment. Important battle of Badr. Ahl Badr is great.
Right? But they gave this word. They gave word not for a Muslim. They gave this word for a kuffar. And the context is different. Allahu Akbar, this is our religion. But my dear brothers, you see within Bani Israel, whenever they gave misaq, they broke the misaq. And this is the one of the reason Allah cursed them. They always find different way. Always different interpretation. Different interpretation. And sometimes we take this word. Within the Muslim community now, giving word is like nothing. Those days, millions of billions of deal takes place just by word. No other guarantees. Another brother comes as a guarantee and just a word. Nothing else. No checks given. No mortgage. Nothing has happened. Nothing is being kept as rahan. We had that habit of holding on. Neck can go, but the word we will not. But what's happening? You see our context, what has happened. So it's very, very important. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when Allah speaks about Bani Israel, we need to learn two things. What are the facts made them unsuccessful to earn the anger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? One of the main facts on today's lesson, I'm saying, they actually used to break words. Misaq. And that we see here, from 1948, how many agreements? Sign. Allahu Akbar. Did they uphold? How many times? Nothing. They don't. It's why this the arrogance. And they think they are superior. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect all of us. Very, very important. Yesterday in the Jumu'ah, I mentioned one thing very important. We actually preach for others. أَتَأْمُرُونَ النَّاسَ بِالْبِرِّ وَتَنْسَوْنَ أَنفُسَكُمْ وَأَنْتُمْ تَتْلُونَ الْكِتَابِ. We read the Quran, we understand there is good, everything, and we can only identify that when others are doing a mistake and we try to advocate for them. But the same thing we do in our life and we are unable to understand, we forget ourselves. We need to reflect, scale it down and see whether I am doing that. Where am I standing? Month of Ramadan is opportunity for us to see where am I standing. Have a nice x-ray. I'll tell you, if you go further, do a nice MRI about your whole condition. MRI will show you everything. Where am I? Where am I standing? And these are the last few nights we are entering. So let us connect ourselves and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and make this Quran, which will actually hujjata lana la alayna. Quran must become a hujjah for us, speaking for us, not against us, inshallah. So whatever Quran we read, and we should not forget about ourselves. And the lesson that we learn from Bani Israel will continue tomorrow about Ashab al-Sabat, what happened the Saturday, and then about the main important story about the Baqarah. That's very important day. Because of that, the entire surah has been named. Very important, inshallah. Tomorrow we'll continue. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us understanding. May Allah bless us through Quran and make the Quran for us imam and nur and hudan. Wa arakallahu fiqh. Akhir da'wana alhamdulillah rabbil alameen.